Gerald. After the taxi lets me out, I drag my bags off the main driveway and onto the path that loops around the woods beyond the lawn. There, I wait. I have decided that what I need to do next is to sneak back into the house. It is the only chance I have at uncovering the perpetrator who sabotaged me and who clearly has something against Bake Week. I'll have to stay put for a while until filming gets underway, so I pop open the lid on the document canister and tap out the blueprints, unfurling them across the back of my overturned suitcase. I've already studied them well, annotating them to familiarize myself with the places I would pass through each day before and after filming. Now, I have a slightly different goal, which is to find the places I'm not meant to go, someplace I can hide and watch. I run my forefinger down hallways, stopping and turning around, testing different pathways as though I'm solving a maze. My eyes land on the cutaway marking of a balcony on the second floor, just to the east side of the house. It is off one of the second floor parlors, a room that shouldn't be in heavy use. Here, I would be able to see the tent while remaining concealed. Satisfied with this option, I roll the blueprint up and slide it back into its tube. I pull out a nutritional bar and munch on it methodically. Now that I have my phone back from Melanie's clutches, I take it out and look at the time. 10:24. Even accounting for delays, filming will have begun. It is time to get moving. I stand up and dust myself off, attempting to shake the wrinkles out of my suit, which I notice has already gathered some grass and dirt stains. This kind of sartorial messiness would normally cause me a great deal of apprehension, but fortunately, I am too focused on the task at hand to fully give it my attention. I pull my suitcase upright and slide the attaché case over the handle. Tucking the roll of blueprints under my arm, I begin to drag my things back toward Grafton. I do not like to speculate without sufficient evidence, but I would assume, based on motive, that the person committing these acts is a contestant themselves. Who else would have any reason to meddle with someone's bakes? When I reach the edge of the woods, I stop. Given the time of day, it is unlikely there would be a break in filming for the next hour. Everyone should be deeply involved with their baking. I take a deep breath, focusing on a point in the distance, the corner of the building I must disappear around. Ready? Set. I take off at a good clip, my suitcase bouncing behind me, jerking my arm as it catches on the lawn. Through the clear vinyl windows of the tent, I can make out the bakers at their stations. I am tempted to go closer, to see what the assignment is today, but I remind myself that I have a mission to complete. I must hurry. As I pick up the pace, the wheel of my suitcase catches on something. I feel myself flying backward through the air. I let out an involuntary grunt as I land hard on my back, splayed out like an overturned turtle. Surely I will be caught now. I raise my head and look at the tent. Inside, Melanie's back is to me, her head bent to whisper something to one of the camera operators. No one has seen me. I almost feel like laughing. I quickly hoist myself up, pick up my suitcase, and make a final run to the side of the manor. Out of view, I lean against the cool stone, breathing heavily. The sky overhead swirls with cirrostratus clouds. The rain will follow them closely. It's already well on its way. The wall above me is covered in ivy. I look up into its chaotic patterns, admiring how it adapts to the architecture, twisting and turning around windows and stone trim. I step back. I am looking at the balcony with the parapet I'd seen in the blueprint. On one side of the balcony, a rusted iron storm drain cuts past the parapet and on up to the roof. I take one step, bouncing my soul on it, testing the strength of the pipe. I put my phone and several nutritional bars into my pocket and push my suitcase behind a row of shrubbery. I approach the drainpipe tentatively, placing one dress shoe onto the bolt that connects it to the wall. This is not ideal. The probability of an accident here is very high. Please, brain, be quiet for once. I continue to climb higher and higher until I am level with the balcony. I shift my weight over to the side, throwing myself toward the parapet wall. I feel some of the bricks shift as I land heavily on the floor of the balcony. From here, I can lean out just a fraction of an inch and see the action. Now, to watch.